Always look forward to talking to Nicky, Nick Lundberg, the Nickster. Nick Lundberg, fine MSU grad, one of their best. Also WJR digital sports reporter, one of our best. What a soccer game last night, football as they call it. The U.S. beats Bosnia. It's the U.S. 2, Bosnia 0, and the refs minus 1.
A lot of U.S. fans will agree with you on that, Paul.
Nick, I don't know nothing about nothing, but I know that was not an intentional foul. I don't think it was even a yellow card, let alone, and nothing was called on the play. They had to go back and study a video, and then they misread that and gave him a red card, which means one of our guys not only had to leave the game, but can't play in the next game.
Definitely. And I mean, this player is one of the U.S.'s best next to Christian Pulisic. Balogun has been our top goal scorer throughout this whole tournament and had a great game yesterday, had a goal wiped off in the first couple minutes for being offside, and then got it back in the 45th minute. But yeah, like you said, that unfortunate incident in the second half led to the red card, which will not allow him to play in the next game, the round of 16 against Belgium on Monday, which is very unfortunate because, I mean, this guy has just been carrying the team, and there was a lot of controversy with it. He seemed like he incidentally stepped on his ankle, but the refs seemed to think that there was a little bit more to it. It was kind of a dangerous play with those, you know, metal studs they have on the cleats, and looked like it kind of hurt the Bosnians player, his ankle. But unfortunately, they called a red card, and it will definitely be a tough task ahead without their top goal scorer, Balogun.
But Nick, you saw it. You know sports way better than I do. I did not see anything intentional on Balogun's part. I mean, he was going for the ball. They were both going for the ball, and then they both went down, and as they were going down, I mean, he wasn't looking down at his feet. He was falling, and his foot happened to land on the bent foot of the other player. But in no way, shape, or form did it appear to be intentional at all, and that's the only way you could come up with a yellow or red card, and yet that wasn't the case here.
Definitely. It definitely seemed like incidental contact. And they, like you said, they both kind of came up on the ground, at the same time. And I think that, you know, giving him a yellow card in that spot wouldn't have been the worst call just because of it looked like the severity of how he kind of touched his ankle. But a red card there, I mean, in my opinion, I really think that shouldn't have been called. And it really, you know, puts a damper in that win yesterday because you're going to have to look forward to a really good Belgium team who just had a crazy comeback yesterday. And, you know, like I said, without Balogun, it's going to be real tough to get past them and make it into the final eight teams.
Well, I'm not giving up, but I am very thrilled for the Americans getting into the final 16, as Kim calls it, the sweet 16. I said, no, honey, that's been used already. But they get into this final 16. How long has it been since we've done that?
2002. So it's definitely been a long time coming for this squad.
And how do you think we're going to do, all things considered? I'm not ready to throw in the towel. I want Balogun to play, but I don't expect the league to come out and make a statement, but who knows? But so let's presume they're not going to come out and say that shouldn't have been a red card and he can play. How are we going to do?
So the betting odds actually seem to favor the U.S. slightly in this game coming up against Belgium. But obviously, over the history of the U.S.'s, how they fare in the World Cup and their history with it, they've struggled against teams like Belgium. They got knocked out in the same round in 2014 back in that World Cup. So it's a different Belgium team now. They're a little bit older. Some of their top guys are, you know, kind of on the way out. And the U.S. is very talented. This is one of the most talented U.S. rosters they've had, and maybe in their entire history. Christian Pulisic leads the way. He's Captain America, the LeBron James of soccer, as they like to call. So he will be on the field, which is great news. And they've got some other guys, Weston McKennie, Anthony Robinson. Malik Tillman scored a goal yesterday on a wonderful free kick to seal the game. So they definitely have enough skill to get past Belgium and potentially move on to playing Spain, which would be a crazy, crazy game, especially if Balogun can come back. We all know how good Spain is, but I think the U.S. has a good shot. They're just going to have on next Monday, 8 p.m. in Seattle against Belgium, especially with the home crowd. I mean, the crowds this year have been amazing for the U.S., and I think that can push them enough if they grind it out against Belgium next Monday.
All right. Remind me about the home crowds here in just a moment, but I'm just going to say you mentioned what the penalty or free kick, whatever. I didn't realize, I figured it out last night when we had that great kick and scored, that the guys line up, the opposing team lines up as a wall, but they can't raise their hands to block the ball as it goes over their heads.
Yes, that is correct.
I had never known that to be the case. And I also noticed that most of them cover their family jewels just in case, because they're so close to the kick, in case the kicker doesn't kick it over their heads, I guess.
I mean, if I was out there, I would do the same thing. So I don't blame them.
Okay. All right. How's everything else going? Nick Lundberg with us, WJR Digital Sports Reporter. How are things at your MSU?
Well, there's a lot of, you know, turnover kind of coming with the president and athletic director. So kind of looking forward to seeing who can step in and replace, you know, those two. We're still looking forward to a Tom Izzo statement about this whole situation. And, you know, whenever Izzo speaks, you have to listen as a Spartan. So I think that he'll shed some light on, you know, all this news with the administration that's been happening. But I think that, you know, we've got such a good leader in Izzo that he'll, you know, help steer the ship and, you know, right the way. And then coming into football season, that's always an exciting time on campus. The students will be coming back. And so I think once they kind of, you know, get through the summer lull a little bit, get back, students back on campus, find their president, find their athletic director, kind of figure that situation out, I think that the vibes will be high in East Lansing for 2026, 2027.
I, too, look forward to hearing any time Iz wants to speak, Tom Izzo. But it's a lot of pressure on him, and I feel bad for him. This is just so many things going on that he just – I know he's uncomfortable with many of the things going on. I tell you what, I don't mean to put you in a bad position, so I'll just say it. I think bringing Mark Hollis back as MSU athletic director would be a stroke of genius. You need somebody there that remembers what MSU is all about, what it stands for, and how great it can be. And certainly Mark Hollis remembers that and could, I think, help them get back to that.
I agree. MSU is desperately needs some stability right now, and Mark Hollis has had success in the past as the athletic director. And, I mean, they went to Final Fours, they went to the Rose Bowl, and that I feel like that would be good just to kind of stabilize, you know, everything that's going on at MSU right now.
I agree with you, not 100%, but 1,000%. I haven't pulled that nugget out in a while. Hey, have a wonderful 4th of July. You be careful, Nicky.
I will.
Nick? Where'd Nick go?
Oh, no, just as you told him to be careful.
Oh, I told him to be careful, and he fell off. Okay, he's a young man, and I don't want him out there doing fireworks or drinking too much. I don't know if he even drinks at all. But anyway, Nick Lundberg, the great Nick Lundberg, WJR digital sports reporter, one of MSU's finest graduates. As we continue in focus on what will be our Friday with Relentless Positive Radio, special programming for the 4th of July tomorrow, but we've got another hour to go here in Focus with Paul W. Smith on WJR.